Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we welcome you back, taking you up till Nationals baseball at 9:40. Nats on deck, Charlie and Dave standing by. Opener of a four-game series, so let's get right to Dodger Stadium. Joining us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, part of the 106.7 The Fan family, you hear him here on the radio, and as well covering the Dodgers and Nationals for Masson. You can read his great work and coverage of the Nationals at MassonSports.com. It is our guy Byron Kerr, and he's with us again on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. BK, how's LA, pal?
Surprisingly, overcast skies and about 60 degrees, but still very nice, obviously, to be here at Dodger Stadium and one of the special, most historic parks in all of the National League. And remember coming here in 2016 for the playoffs, you get the same feeling when you come here. It's just a very special place to watch a baseball game.
Oh, I agree. I've never had the opportunity to go there. It's definitely, a place that I've watched 1,000 baseball games, and it is definitely a special place on TV. I can't imagine what it's like to be there. So you're all over this. I know you had and posted some pictures and some updates of Trey Turner taking another step in the road back to the Nationals lineup, and not only the lineup, but at shortstop. What did you observe Mr. Turner doing tonight?
Well, I'm actually observing him right now running the bases from first to second base as he's doing some situational batting practice running right now, where they're hitting the ball past him and then he has to run from first to second base. And of course, it's ridiculous. The speed is obviously still there. As you mentioned, he did shortstop work at the beginning of BP, and then he actually took swings in the cage as well. It looks like he has two tiny pieces of tape on his right finger, index finger, that was injured. So he looks really, really close to coming back. And when his injured list stint comes to an end, hopefully in a week or two, he'll be able to come back. So that's a very, very good sign. And Juan Soto also is going through the paces. We talked to Davey Martinez before the game as well, and he looks like he's good to come back on Saturday when he's eligible to come off the injured list. He's also taking part of batting practice. So slowly but surely, Chris and Aaron, they need these guys back, and it's a good sign to see these guys active during batting practice.
You mentioned Davey Martinez, and, some have speculated that perhaps his job may be in question after this road trip. How accurate or fair is that, do you think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's, Mike Rizzo really loves Davey Martinez, and you assume, obviously, that the ownership feels the same way. And, if something really bad happens here, they go 1-3 or 0-4, and maybe that talk gets to heat up a little bit. And there was, Aaron, several questions from a national writer to Davey today about, how does he feel? Is he sleeping? How difficult is this for him? What are some of the things you've been working on? He said that they've had individual meetings between the players and coaches before this huge four-game series against the best team in the National League, so it's critical. And, I've covered the team obviously for a long time, and that was a lot of questions during the pregame about what's going on with Davey Martinez. So it is on the minds of a lot of national writers and local writers as well about his status. Obviously with Jarek Lilliquist let go last week as the pitching coach, Paul Menhart comes in. If things continue to go south, would that be something that could occur? Maybe, but you can't, as we always say, you can't fire 25 guys. So, unfortunately, sometimes there is a scapegoat. Yeah. But he's remaining positive, and one of the quotes he gave us was, I have four children of my own, but these guys feel like 25 of my children. I care that deeply about what they're going through and wanting them to try to get out of this situation that they're in right now.
Byron Kerr, MassonSports.com, at Masson Kerr, also 106.7 The Fan, joining us live from Dodger Stadium here on The Fan. BK, I understand, you know, when Howie Kendrick doesn't field a bounce shot, a bouncing ball, you know, cleanly. Okay, he's not a natural first baseman. I get Defoe kind of butchering one and a throw down the third baseline, all of that. When veterans like Adam Eaton kind of don't make an easy play yesterday, that kind of opens the floodgates a little bit for Jeremy Hellickson. I guess the big question is do you think these guys are trying so hard to be so good and perfect that it's leading to some of these mistakes? Is that more than fair, or is that accurate? How do you kind of come out on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the part of the situation is the hitting. You know, they're not hitting well, and that may be affecting their fielding play as well. And, you know, that's inexcusable for Adam Eaton. He was extremely upset after that play and his post game. He was actually talking to us in pregame too about, you know, how that game was very difficult for him and what happened in that game, and probably one of the worst innings that he said he's ever had. So you know, there was a lot of things going on there, and you're right, there's other guys. You know, Howie Kendrick maybe not comfortable at first base, and he's back at first base today. I talked to Davey about that, and they really need him in the lineup with his bat. And you know, if you're having young guys make mistakes, that's one thing, but when you have the veterans also making mistakes, that's something that really kind of perks your ears up and is a concern. And, you know, they're really having guys that haven't had that much experience at certain places playing those positions. And even when it's far as to saying that Geraldo Parra, who was just acquired today, just signed for 1 year, he could even play first base. And he's only played 25 games of first base in his entire 12-year career. So that just gives you an idea of where they are without Ryan Zimmerman and Matt Adams. That's a situation that they're very concerned about.
Yeah, Byron Currant with us from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. BK, know you have to run. Thanks for making some time for us about a half an hour before first pitch. I mean, I should say about an hour before first pitch of this one. Great work on the coverage, and we'll be sending everybody to massinsports.com and as well at massincur on Twitter.
Thanks, Byron. Enjoy LA.
Thanks, Aaron. Yeah, I actually talked to Eric Fetty before the game about the ins and outs of what he's going through, and I'll have an expose on him this weekend if you want to check that out.
Absolutely. That makes sense, being that he's a guy that they are going to need in this bullpen. Great work as always. BK,
thanks,
Byron Kerr on top of things from Masson, and of course joins us from time to time here on 106.7 The Fan, live from Los Angeles and Dodger Stadium. All right, Aaron, right now at just past 9:10, you know what time it is?
Exciting time.
Absolutely.
I've been waiting for this all night.
Well, you got a little taste of it earlier, but you want more.
I do.
You cannot get enough.
I want it two more times, actually.
Whoa. Wow. This is...
Oh, wow.
This is scary. This is probably also going to get cut up. Call
by me?
Number... What?
Not by
me. I hate both of you already.
Caller number, let's call it number 8 in honor of Alex Ovechkin, the great 8. You have won a pair of tickets to see your Washington Valor in their home opener against Atlantic City this Saturday at Capital One Arena. Caller number 8 at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. The first 5,000 fans at the game will receive a miniature replica championship banner, because as you know, the Valor won the AFL championship last year. It is courtesy of the Washington Valor. Details at thefandc.com/contest. Caller number 8 right now. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to see the Valor in their home opener against Atlantic City and win that replica championship banner. Good luck. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. All right, just about 22 minutes or so left in the radio showgram tonight. Staying up till 9:40, Nats on deck at that point. Charlie and Dave standing by in Los Angeles. Thanks to Byron Kerr for joining Aaron Hawksworth and myself, the Rooster Chris Russell. Nats-Dodgers again, game one of a four-game set. Very important four-game set for the Nationals. Chance to erase some of the bad blood in the water right now that is certainly brewing. Aaron, before we get to a fun story, wanted to kind of bring up this by Ken Rosenthal in The Athletic.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, everybody talks about all the injuries, and certainly the Nationals have been hit No doubt, very, very hard. But he points out the Pirates, the Yankees, and the Padres lead the major leagues this season with respectively 18, 16, and 12 placements on the injury list. Pirates 18, Yankees 16, Padres 12. Yet all of those clubs above 500. Now, as we know, the Yankees have a ton of talent, but they also have done a tremendous job with their farm system when things didn't go right. You know, so they rebuilt that, and Cashman did a tremendous job. Padres went out last two offseasons. They signed Hosmer, and then they signed Manny Machado. And the Pirates, you know, are kind of an interesting team. It's not usual that you see a small to mid-market team. I guess mid-market is how I would label the Pirates, with so many injuries, and yet, again, right there in the thick of things, especially in a good division. So with that being said, the Nationals are tied for fourth with 11 injury list placements. Okay, so again, the Pirates have 18, Yankees 16, Padres 12, the Nationals tied for fourth with 11, and yet they're not only not over 500, they're not at 500, they're eight games below 500. Now, we realize there is all sorts of reasons, in addition to the injuries, horrible bullpen, bad fielding, so on and so forth. But when you see these numbers, it makes you go, wait a second. We know just like with the Redskins, right? Every team's got injuries. Every team's got an abundance of injuries. Every organization and story is a little bit different, but we can't just use injuries as a full-time excuse. Maybe you can use it as a reason, as a partial excuse, but you can't use it as the excuse, which I think everyone tries to use, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, I think at some point you do have to look at the manager. I, for one, wanted them to keep Dusty Baker. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people feel that way, but I wasn't a huge fan of the Davey Martinez signing, and I know they probably wanted to go cheaper, and he didn't have any experience as a first-time manager here, and now we're seeing it's not really working out.
If a guy, though, by all accounts, is popular in his clubhouse, meaning they play hard for him, they like him, they want to play for him, which is the company line that you hear from everybody inside the Nationals organization and around the Nationals organization, meaning reporters. If that's what the party line is and what they're all saying, at some point do you say, okay, wait a second, the manager can only control so much, right? I mean, he can control certain strategic decisions, some of which have been good, some of which have backfired. He can't control performance. He can't control an awful bullpen. I guess he was partially responsible for hiring Derek Lilliquist, who was obviously scapegoat number one,
right,
and problem number one last Thursday night, a week ago tonight. Like, how much of this is on Davey Martinez? Again, like, everybody wants to fire the manager. I've said this over and over again, and last night I said this. I would put Davey Martinez fourth on the list of blame. Players, number one, I'm always blaming players.
So do you think that it's just the window has closed for this, group?
No, because they're 36 games into the season. Now, it's time to be alarmed. It's time to be worried. But they're 36 games into the season. The Dodgers were like 10 games under 500 at this time last year. They made it to the World Series. You can get it together. What has to happen? You know, I'm a little tired of everybody going, oh, the starting pitching's been great. No, it hasn't. Max Scherzer has not been great.
No.
Steven Strasburg was really good for six innings the other night. He was really bad in the seventh inning. That counts. Patrick Cormann has been all right. He's been fine. He hasn't been great. He hasn't been very good, as I hear from everybody. And we all know that Anibal Sanchez has been debacle might be strong, but he hasn't been good. And Jeremy Hellickson is one good start, one bad start.
So if you're blaming the players, then do you think it's because of all the injuries mentally they've just kind of checked out? Or what?
I don't think they appear to be checked out because they come back, they fight, they claw. Yesterday, perfect example. They're down 4-0, 6-0. They strand a couple of runners on because Michael A. Taylor can't hit still. all these years later, still can't make good, consistent contact. I don't know what if it's ever going to change. I don't think it's going to change. And they kept clawing and fighting, and they did scratch across three runs. They did have a couple of threats and, you know, where if they could have gotten one big base hit, maybe that. But maybe if Juan Soto, maybe if Trey Turner, maybe if Ryan Zimmerman, maybe if these guys are in the lineup, it's a different team. It's a different outlook. It's a different. So I don't think they've quit and played dead. I don't think they've given up. I don't think they've totally folded like a cheap suit. And to me, that's how I judge a manager. Whether it's fair or unfair, to me, I judge a manager based on how hard his team appears to play. And I don't see the Nationals not playing hard. I see them not playing well. I think there's a difference. Mm. Is there a difference in your eyes?
Yeah.
Like over the years, you and I are both closer to the Redskins organization than per se we are to the Nationals organization, mm-hmm. right? Would you say that the Redskins, by and large, all things considered, have played hard for Jay Gruden?
Yeah.
I would say that, yeah. right? There's been some games where they've laid an absolute El Stinkeroonie, right?
Right.
A big, gigantic third. There's been plenty, a couple of games, 5, 6, 7, whatever it is, over the course of the last 5 years.
Yeah, but I also think there's a difference between, you know, players wanting to play hard for their coach and being a good coach. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, an exceptional coach.
Well,
or manager.
That is a fair point.
You could be a great guy, and I could want to play hard for you and really like you, but you might not be that great of a coach.
That is a fair point. I don't see Davey Martinez as a great motivator, a great leader, a great challenger, a guy who's going to get guys to play with fire and brimstone and energy, piss and vinegar, whatever, you know, whatever kind of analogy or whatever kind of description you want to use.
But I also think there's probably not a guy in that clubhouse that would say, oh, yeah, I don't want to play hard for him.
Right. And again, the evidence, as far as I can judge it, and I watch most Nationals games, I don't watch every pitch, every inning, but most Nationals games, I watch a good chunk of, if not the entire game, and they appear to play hard.
But would they be in a better position with, say, Buck Showalter?
Well, I mean, you would think, right, based on his resume and based on his history of turning around bad teams in every spot that he's gone. But did the Orioles play great under Buck Showalter last year?
No.
Right? So ultimately, you have to have talent, you have to have bodies, you have to have personnel. Right now, because of injury and because of some, quite honestly, bad decisions, I don't know if the Nationals have enough personnel. Clearly, they have better personnel than 8 games under .500, and that's the problem. See, here's the problem for Davey Martinez. It's not that the team is not meeting expectations of competing for the division title, being above .500, like Rosenthal cites in this column, the other teams. It's that they're 8 games below .500. That's the problem. And if they go and get swept with Corbin, Strasburg, and Scherzer as 3 of the 4 pitchers in this series, if they get swept with Rendon back now and maybe Soto, I think Byron said Saturday, but I heard it was Sunday. I could be wrong. On that Saturday or Sunday, looking like he could come back. If they get swept, that's a really, really, really bad look. That would be 8 losses in a row. Mm-hmm. That would be a 1-9 road trip on top of a 2-6 homestand. So it would be a really long stretch of just awful baseball. And again, it's not like they're getting beat and, you know, they're just getting beat because they're out, man. They're getting beat because in a lot of cases they're beating themselves with bad defense, bad fundamentals, bad clutch hitting, all that stuff.
Bullpen ranks last in the majors.
I mean, how much of that is on the manager?
6.41 ERA. But doesn't the manager have more, I mean, controlling the bullpen is...
Well, sure, but the pitching coach also controls the bullpen. I mean, but he doesn't control performance.
No, I agree.
That's the problem.
I mean, he's not out there throwing strikes and balls.
Yeah, Davey Martinez is not the guy that signed Trevor Rosenthal. That's Mike Rizzo and the Lerners.
Rizzo has taken a lot of the blame here.
Yes, he has, as he should. As he should also get a lot of the credit for a lot of the great moves that he's made. Here's the bottom line. again, everyone wants to blame the manager. Everyone wants to blame the head coach. I'm not saying Davey is free of blame. Davey is just, in my opinion, and I don't know about yours, Davey is fourth on the list of blame.
Well,
players,
I think baseball's just one of those sports where the manager doesn't matter as much.
Well, that's what the Rizzo...
Until the playoffs.
That's what the learners think. That's what the learners say. To me, the blame list goes players, learner family, Rizzo, then Davey Martinez. That doesn't mean Davey Martinez is free of blame. That doesn't mean
what
Davey
was
Martinez...
Third, Rizzo?
I put Rizzo third behind the learners because I think the learners have made so many...
I agree.
So many questionable, if not poor, decisions based on finances.
I mean, learners might be possibly one here.
Possibly. But I'm always going to look at what's on the actual...
field.
Playing surface or field in this particular case. When we come back, we're going to finish up, hopefully, with a somewhat fun story. And if we can, we might get to Ken Rosenthal's possible replacement for Davey Martinez if he gets let go. But right now, caller number six, again, Michael Kempney style. Caller number six, you have won a pair of tickets to see your Washington Valor in their home opener against Atlantic City this Saturday at Capital One Arena. The first 5,000 fans at the game will receive a miniature replica championship banner. It's courtesy of the Washington Valor. Details at thefandc.com/contest. Caller number 6, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Good luck. Before we turn you over to Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler standing by live at Dodger Stadium for Nats on Deck. JT the Vic, executive production.
He looks hot.
Whoa.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Wow. Wait a second.
He does.
JT the Vic looks hot. That's what Aaron Hawksworth just said.
He does look hot.
You are probably the nicest and most...
I'm good at giving compliments.
Complimentary filled. I mean, it makes me awkward when you're so
at least
nice
she knows
to
his name. But,
ooh. Wow.
Listen,
I
rearranged two letters.
It's the only two letters in my name.
PJ is all bitter. PJ is all bitter. What did you say, JP? I'm sorry. I'm just teasing.
I will leave.
I'm gonna call
right
you TJ next.
Anyway, before we turn you over to Charlie,
wasn't
Dan,
my brightest moment. I could take an L. Sorry.
Yeah, I've had many non-bright moments today. Okay, I can tell you that much. So don't worry. You're doing just fine, Hawk. You're doing just fine.
I feel like a jerk.
But now we're going to talk about sex. Yeah.
JT missed it all.
Doesn't know this. Yeah, it's too complicated to explain in 3 minutes.
Did you
minutes.
Hear about it? Oh.
Oh, you did.
Okay. It's that big.
I mean, how do like
just turn my mic off?
I mean, where do I go from here? I mean,
you only got 3 minutes to fill.
I mean, if this was the Howard Stern show, I could go a lot of places.
Oh my God.
I mean, how does this happen? And everybody says I'm
crazy. Thing is, I did not even mean it like that. I just meant the segment, like
exactly. But see, that's the problem, and everybody thinks it's me inducing you.
No,
it's
I had
your
no,
brain.
I had no. No, I'm just gonna leave that alone.
We love Aaron Hawksworth around here, don't we, boys? She is fine quality entertainment.
I can't wait for Richmond John to get a hold of this segment. He already did one song of you tonight.
He did?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that.
I don't think he tagged you on it.
Well, why wouldn't he tag me on it?
It's pretty funny.
What is it about?
You and the stuff that you said.
Oh, man.
Your pills.
They're not my pills.
They are now.
I take B6 and B12, you dummy.
And blue.
I don't do
blue
that.
Blue chew.
I don't need it. I'm going to say it for the record. I don't need it. And I don't do it. Period. Now, all of you go to hell. I was going to do a fun, fine story on Bob Kraft, whose Orchids of Asia tape has been described as basically pornography by lawyers. They're trying to obviously not allow this tape out, and the judges are, and the lawyers for his side are accusing the police officer of a basically not proper investigation and not having probable cause. Here's my quick question to you. It's sorted. I have no idea what's on this tape. I don't really want to see it. Do you have any interest in the Bob Kraft Orchids of Asia tape? Videotape. Do you have
any interest? I will definitely watch it, yeah.
You will?
Yeah.
And
why not?
Will you cover your eyes? Will you cringe? Will, like, just
I mean,
depends
I won't
on,
know until I just, see it.
Just depends on what's
I'll
on there.
I'll be watching with caution, but I'm interested.
Let's not get her to watch it on the radio live, because that would be troubling. That would get us in even more trouble than we already are. All right, I just wanted to bring that up just at the very last second. There wasn't much to that. It's just lawyers battling with lawyers about proper protocol.
Do you think it'll be released?
Yes. I don't want to see it. And if it's not released by the authorities, it'll be released by TMZ or some other rogue outlet, Celeb Jihad or whatever.
I wonder how much someone will have to pay for that.
I don't know. Probably a lot of money. I don't want to see it. I have no interest in seeing Bob Kraft in that vein. I can tell you that much. Thanks to PJ Elliott. Thanks to Alex Sloat on the other side
Thanks,
of the glass.
PJ.
Great to
You're
have him
man.
Back with us. Thanks to JP Elliott as well. Charlie and Dave coming up next. Thanks to Byron Kerr, Doug Russell, and everyone who joined us and listened. Adios. Have a good night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.